pretending to promote disarmament by the representative of the Islamic Republic of Iran will hide the fact that the Islamic Republic of Iran remains the most significant threat to the peace and security of the Middle East and the world. Iran is in violation of almost all its commitment to arms control instruments, conventional and non-conventional alike. Iran's pursuit to further develop its ballistic missile capabilities, including the testings of missile capable of carrying nuclear warheads and a missile with a range of 2,500 kilometers well beyond the Middle East, raises concerns, especially as it continues to develop its nuclear weapons program. We heard some countries expressing their opinion with regard to establishing a weapons mass destruction free zone in the Middle East. This initiative is first and foremost a regional and not a global matter. Given that the Conference of Disarmament is a global framework, it is hardly the venue to address this issue. And lastly, the continuous repetition of lies regarding the term genocide by the representative of the Islamic Republic of Iran is particularly insidious, coming from a representative of a regime that supports nearly every truly genocidal terrorist organization in the Middle East, including Hamas, while calling for the annihilation of Israel and while developing every conceivable weapon of mass destruction. I thank you.
I thank the representative of Israel for his statement, and I now give the floor to the representative of Pakistan.
Thank you, Mr. President.